All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a process of breaking a vow and replacing it with something else. So here's basically what you're going to be going through. First of all, you've been thinking about it. You've decided which vow, probably by now, that you're going to break. Right? You're going to recognize that even though the limitations of this vow have been difficult at times, perhaps, for you to have to live within those limits and so on. At the same time, when you first encountered them, they gave you a lot of things to learn and about yourself, things to know. They were part of your commission of challenge, as we would call it. That is the way that you chose to create a friction and conflict and issues in your life, to how you manifested them in your life, the area of your life that triggers you the most to go into your spiritual growth, to go into your spiritual awareness. See, so sometimes you can get hit with heavy stuff and you stand up to it, you just clear, you just keep going on and on. But there's certain things that you draw attract to yourself that are so limiting and so difficult that it forces you into, or it appears to force you into doing your spiritual work. These are what we call the commission of challenge. That's something you chose to activate your spiritual work. And if you hadn't had that, for many of you, you would just not have done so much. You would not have grown as much. You're using it as your catalyst, as your pusher, right? So some of these vows, these limitations of the vows, were used as your pusher, used as your what always seemed to be there that you knew that on a spiritual level you had to heal, and so it triggered your growth. So being aware of that, in a sense being grateful for what it has done and the awareness it has kind of forced you into, all right, then in a sense you thank yourself, you know, for that awakening and awareness. You forgive yourself for having held on to it way, way longer than you needed to. It could have brought you your messages, you could have gotten them and be on your way. But you let it do it again and again, and you went to deeper and deeper levels. You also realize you don't have to do that. So it's all that work anymore, really. So you forgive yourself for having had to insist that you had to learn through pain and suffering and conflict and all that kind of thing. And then another part of it is for you to see that from that perspective, from the perspective that you have as being the light being, as being the person on a mission here to free yourself, to bring in greater consciousness to the planet out of your love. You were attracted here. So from that perspective of really claiming and more and more and owning more of who you are, you also begin to release out of yourself anything that's in resistance to letting go of the vow. So sometimes this is like a purification. This is just a kind of a cleansing, a kind of releasing. Now, if you're doing this at home, you can go wash your hands and do kind of like a ritual cleansing for that intention. In this circumstance, we're just going to suggest that you do a little bit with breath. Just kind of do a basic cleaning and preparation. Then you look at the vow that you have chosen to break, and you can tell it by the chakra or whatever, and you also at this point choose what it is that you prefer in as its replacement, knowing full well that at some time in the future, even what you prefer, even what you replace it with, which may seem incredibly freeing now, will become a limitation and you'll have to break it again. As part of your spiritual journey, always doing this, breaking and breaking and making something bigger and becoming more and then breaking some more limitations. Always is this process. So to recognize that, this is also going to be on in part of that unfoldment for you. But choose something that right now feels very freeing for you. Like, for example, if you chose scarcity, the vow of poverty, for example, then would it not feel freeing for you to look at, well, what's the opposite of poverty? It's like look at the richness of abundance and the prosperity that you want and the opportunities and the possibilities. You see, and whatever vow that you have chosen, look at and see it. Does the opposite, if you were putting it on a polarity, does the opposite offer you what you would like to replace it with? Or is there something within yourself, a part of yourself that you would like to emphasize, a power strength within yourself you want to flourish in so much a grand fashion? Then you let that be the replacement. And basically you make that decision, you tie the two together that way so that when the vow is released, you will be able to bring in to yourself the replacement. Then you gather your friends. All your unseen friends, your spirit helpers, your higher self, anyone who you would like to gather, we will join you. We are all going to witness the breaking of your vow. It's important for you to do this before the presence of witnesses and in the presence of God, Goddess, all that is. Because you want the vow breaking to be as intense, as powerful and as sacred as the vow making. So if you made the vow under incredible, this is it, this is my relationship with God, and then you go and break, I break the vow now, okay? It's done. So be it. Okay, it's broken. You haven't really given that sacredness its due. And you won't be able to really see it gone. Another thing about it, the breaking the vow too, is that we're going to suggest that you use a physical maneuver to assist you in breaking the vow. Now, this physical maneuver consists of cutting the connection to the vow. So what you're going to do is that you're going to see this vow as an energy. You're going to pull this vow out of you and you're going to face it. It's going to be in a bubble of light in front of you. And it may be dark because it may at this point be a very heavy, dark, unpleasant vow. And you're going to have it in front of you, floating in front of you like a bubble with a string attached to you. Because you haven't really let it go yet. So it still is attached to you in whatever chakra it is or whatever is still attached to. And it's going to be in front of you. You're going to see it in the form of an egg or a kind of a round bubble kind of energy, right? And as you see it there and identify it there, you're going to basically revoke the vow, and you may want in person at in your own privacy of your home or something, you may want to say this vehemently out loud, but you want to make it vehemently out loud as you can in meditation, not to say it out loud physically, but mentally to really claim it. And you can do it really better mentally in a meditation than you actually can physically, because you can shout it and you don't hurt your voice. Isn't that a good plan? You know, so you can really renounce this vow. You can really let it go. And then with your dominant hand, if you're right-handed, it would be your right hand. If you're left-handed, your left hand. What you're going to do is that you're going to do a heavy breath or two or several out to get it out. You may have to do fire breath to get it out. Or you may a long, powerful exhale where you make some sound, all right? You let it come out. And as you sense that you're releasing the vow, releasing the anchor of that vow inside you, then you also chop the cord. Because the breath is releasing the roots that are there inside you. And then you do a chop. Now the chop is from side to side and slightly away from you. So you go side to side and slightly away from you. And so it kind of is at a slight diagonal. So if it's your right hand, you start on the right side with your palm facing you. And instead of going across you in the front, which can actually cut your own energy field. You don't want to really do that. You want to direct it more out. You do it at a slight oblique angle, more out, at an angle, right? It would be more like a 45 degree angle to, if you were doing it straight across, 45 degree angle out further, right? So you'll do that chop, and you will chop it. You will chop it off. You can chop it all the way down if it's like a lower one, or you chop it above you if it is from a higher chakra. All right? And you do that, you may have to do it twice. Depends on how well it feels to you that that cord is cut and with the breath going out. So it has an intensity of energy. And again, it goes across you and out. It does not go up and down. So do not cut yourself up. Do not cut it up and down, because up and down generally anchors it in your aura. So you'd have to, you know, really work at it to try and get it out of there, because you can actually integrate it into your energy field by doing an up and down movement. So you really want a cross movement like that. And so here's where you have broken the vow, and you also dismantle anything that is resisting you in the maintenance of this broken vow, and can resist anything that you are going to replace it with. And we'll talk you through that. And then what you do is that you look from the point of view of the light being that you are once again, what it is you want as your replacement. And you imagine it. You sense it. You sense it in detail. You apply it. What does it look like in your life? So you do a few minutes of really getting the vision, getting the image, getting the idea, getting the feeling, the sense of what this replacement will feel like. And then you breathe it into you. And now you anchor vertically. You do you point fingers at yourself, maybe all your four fingers at yourself, holding your dominant hand in front of you, and you just go straight down from the high point to a low point on a straight vertical axis, and you integrate into you that which you've breathed into you. And you claim it, you own it, and that is the way it is. And you do this in witness, with witnesses, as a sacred act of your freedom, a piece of your spiritual journey home. All right. So let's go into the meditation, shall we? So find yourself a place, get yourself set up. All right, get yourself comfortable. Put yourself into a position where you will not fall asleep or not drift off. See if you can keep yourself in a position that will, so where you can stay awake. It's really helpful for the intensity of this for you to be present. All right. And also in a position of your body to where you're less tempted to wiggle about and have to move and shift and so on. So try and get a position where you can be still. Your body can be still. We know bodies don't like doing that sometimes. So you can promise your body that when it's done, you'll give it some kind of goodie, you know, some nice water, maybe a cookie or something, right? So, you know, you might have to bribe your body so that it can just really be very still, so that you can stay very focused for this short period of time on what you're doing. And so now that you're finding your comfortable place, let yourself relax in the way that you know how to do. Maybe you need to take some gentle breaths, nothing loud. No need to make a loud sound with the breath, just silent but gentle. Or maybe for you it's just feeling a heaviness in your body creeping up from your feet up to your head. Maybe it's for you just kind of turning the joints off, just gently turning the joints off, just getting yourself into deep, deep relaxation. Letting go of all the stress, letting go of all the tension. even letting go of the excitement for right now. You're ready to make a leap. Let yourself feel comfortable, feel as ready as you can be. And now, think about what vow. Maybe it's through a chakra or through some circumstances that have led you to the awareness of it. What vow you choose to change, what vow you choose to let go, to revoke. And notice how this vow has, and the limitations from it rather, have manifested in your life. How uncomfortable and limiting and restrictive they've been. How much you've ended up denying yourself something wonderful for yourself. But also look out how you've grown so much by this particular one. How it's triggered you to do a lot of evaluation of yourself, learning about who you are and where you want to go and how you want to do it. And look at how somehow you can judge yourself by having had it for so long. So, yes, you see the benefits of it from a spiritually growth-inducing way. And you also give yourself permission to let it go and forgive yourself for having held on so long, having had to get the message over and over and over again. It's all right. You're not behind, dear ones. So what you're going to do is, looking at it now, just let yourself go. You don't have to hold it against yourself. You don't have to make any judgments on you. Nor do you make any judgments on anyone else who may have suffered from this similar fate of limitations from a vow similar to this. Or people who've given you a hard time. And also, to forgive from other lifetimes anyone who in those lifetimes made your life difficult or hard in regard to, in relationship to the vow. Give yourself a lot of rope here. Give yourself a lot of forgiveness. It is your spiritual journey, and it is just right for you. You're ready to break it now because you're just ready to do it. You're not slow. You're not stupid. Nothing wrong with you in the least. Recognize this. And now, as you step back from this vow, thinking about it, evaluating it, let yourself see this from your spiritual path perspective. You, as the powerful light being that you are, you have come to this planet out of love to lift yourself, to heal your life, to heal others, to lift your reality. To become free, empowered, creative light beings. To return to the oneness. And you're on your path home. You're on a home-going lifetime. You're in the final stretch on the way. You're fulfilling. You're fulfilling your destiny, your mission in this lifetime, and you will fulfill it. You made a choice for it, and it will be done. Your personal mission, your own clearing, your own healing, and your global one, that of bringing a consciousness shift to the world. own this now. Recognize you are indeed this light being. You are a powerful reality creator. So powerful you could create the illusion of the vow and all the limitations and suffer authentic pain with it. A grand creation. Now you're going to go even grander to create from joy, from love, from freedom. Claim it now within yourself. I claim myself as this powerful reality creator, as a light being, a particle in the body of God, Goddess all that is, come to do my personal and global work. And as you own who you are, you call now. You call your friends on the other side. All the spirit helpers who have worked with you in this lifetime, who are working with you now specifically on this issue of that the vow addresses. Perhaps higher aspects of yourself, higher self, soul, spirit, bringing them present with you. Call them, sense them, sense them surrounding you. Sense yourself somewhere where they can surround you in a circle. Maybe there are three deep or four deep. Just sense yourself being surrounded, supported, loved. And they gather, some of them in human form, some of them looking like orbs of light, some of them in other forms, very difficult to see or perceive, that are not human, from other realms, from other levels, other star systems, beings that may look a little bit like animals, but they're all projecting incredible light and love for you. They have come for you, for this process, for you. As you stand there, you notice that there are so many lights there. And it seems to go on to infinity, perhaps. Maybe the 3 deep, 4 deep, 5 deep, 10 deep, 20 deep. You can't tell, because the little sparks of light that they might be at a distance fill the sky. You're encased in a sparkling sea of stars, a field of stars. And some stand in human form around you. You are loved, you are protected. And sensing above you now those stars in the sky, just sense that some of them shift from their position, coming together to form a circle. Perhaps a big circle or a small circle, several deep. Putting their light together into the center to create a big star of light. That is us. And from that place, we send down a beam of light to you. And as that beam of light comes to you and it touches you, it has become a column of light to surround you. Let yourself be surrounded by us. Let us love you and touch you and be with you. We support you completely and totally, unconditionally, for the work that you intend to do. And we and all your friends will help you. Your role to be the light worker, to be the light being. We to support you in that role. Members of your spiritual family, members of your spiritual network, So many are here to support you. Let yourself feel nurtured. Let yourself feel safe in our love. And let yourself gather now your will, your choice, your courage. It is time. It is time to go about your business of breaking a limiting vow or choice, agreement, contract, a covenant, pledge, promise, whatever form you see it as. Your word of honor, your allegiance, an oath. A commitment, a belief that functions as a choice. You need some courage now. You need to step into more of your power if you have begun to relinquish it. Let yourself stand in your light. Let yourself radiate your light. Light beams going right through the column that is us around you. As we then become a shimmer around you, freeing you. Radiating your light like spokes of light out from you. And calling in and invoking the presence of the Most High. You say, I call upon God, Goddess, all that is, as my witnesses. To this choice I make today, I call all my unseen friends, spirit helpers, guides, teachers, mentors, masters, and specific beings whose names I know to be present with me as witness for this sacred moment. Let yourself feel the energies around you. Let yourself feel that the air becomes thick like honey, sparkling golden honey. Let yourself feel the presence of the divine, perhaps feeling a hint of a tingle in your own head, or a hint of divine music. Open to the greatest light above you, huge, bright, and surrounding you, light, so huge, bright. And now, with as much heart and soul, and with as much intensity as you can gather, say, I now choose to break this vow. And you state the vow. I choose to break this vow and release it from my energy field and my consciousness at all levels, as well as all the limitations created with it. And as you say this, you begin to breathe out. You exhale. And this vow starts to come out of your body. With it comes all limitations of earth, fire, air, and water. All tendencies for you to hang on and hold on. The energies of limitation and resistance themselves. It all comes cleaning you, releasing you, coming out of you, in front of you. All of it gathering together there in a bubble of light. See it there in a bubble of light floating in front of you. Still tethered to you, but floating there in front of you. It may be dark, it may be ugly, it may be a strange, strange color. It may be amorphous almost in shape. Let it hover there in front of you, releasing all the rest of your tendencies to resist, to limit yourself, to restrict yourself within your usual routine limits. As we assist you now in bringing it out there in its most concentrated form and getting stuff out of your cellular memory on every level and every dimension and all your four bodies. Let yourself begin to feel cleaner, clearer. And as you finish your breathing, to let it hang there, we will finish for you as you stand and look at it. Pulling the last residues, see this, it has almost been like an enemy for you, has been a limitation for you. At one time you embraced it as your way to become closer to the divine. But now it has become toxic. And it is there. Now it has become toxic. It has limited you. It has become your prison. A prison for you in your physical life, for your soul, for your very being. Hovering there in front of you, concentrated in its density. A tethered to you, attached and tethered. And now, once again, you pull yourself together, reminding yourself of who you are as the light being that you are. And you say, I end, I break, I revoke, I recant, I close, I rescind, I clear and renounce this vow and all oaths, pledges, covenants, swearing, fealties, promises, commitments, obligations, choices, declarations and delineations of actions and realities that come with it. With your dominant hand, palm face to you, in front of the respective chakra, with an exhale, a very strong and forceful exhale, cut the cord now. Across and out. Watch it break. And it begins to float away now. And you say, as it does this, I destroy, dismantle, and uncreate anything and everything standing in the way of the destruction and elimination of this vow, including all judgments made of it or of others who did not also take on this vow with me or align with it as truth in their lives. I send this vow into the light. I send this vow to be transmuted, to be healed, to be dissolved, to be disintegrated, to be restored into primal, fundamental energy of light, to be released of all its limitations. I reclaim my freedom of choice that I gave away and lost as a result of holding on to this vow. I request the light, the divine, my spirit helpers, and all of my crew, my team, all those who work with me, to transmute and heal all realities based upon this vow, along with everything done in alignment and agreement with it, as well as all the resistances and reactions made to it since the vowing. See the bubble floating away? See it dissolving? See it integrate into the light? Disintegrating the darkness, integrating the light? It becomes pure light and energy now in a ball of light that's a little further away from you, perhaps above you. Bring it close in your mind. Request it. I request the light to approach. Pull it towards you with your desire, with your will, as you choose. I now embrace choice as a reality creator and co-creator that I am. And I choose the replacement of this vow to be installed within me now. And say now to and announce the replacement. What is it that you're replacing it with? Say it now. You may have to explain it a few words, but say it. I welcome this new choice, you say, and I incorporate it into my beingness, into my energy field, and into all dimensions of myself, so that it is natural for me to hold. It is natural and in alignment and in resonance with me. This holds until at such point I should choose something greater. I ask the light, the divine, and my crew to bring the new energies of this choice into my life and restore me into knowing the infinite being and powerful reality creator I am naturally, on greater and greater and higher levels. I embrace the wonderful changes that this new choice brings into my life. And open yourself up. And as you do, see within this light. See the scenes. See the ways it will manifest into your life. See the ways it will play out into your physical plane reality. How will you feel about it? What will it look like? What are the delineations, the energies of it? Let yourself sense it now. Let yourself see it brightly, gloriously. Feel the elation. Feel the lift. Feel the joy and happiness that it can bring. Feel the freedom and the exhilaration and lightness of its essence. See how your choice will weave new, beautiful realities for you. Feel how happy, free, and joyous you will be and you are becoming. Request now of all those who are present witnesses, God, Goddess, all that is, and all those present and in witness to this breaking of oath and to the claiming of the replacement choice. I request that you assist me on all levels in all ways to claim and own this new wondrous, magical, and glorious reality represented by this new choice. And with that, you breathe in and you let this new light now move closer to you, closer, 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 and let it enter you now. Let this light enter your body and swell up and fill your body with light. Receive it. Every cell opens to receive this light, a particle of light with a new program, with a new design, with a new vibration. Receive it. Receive it. Open. Receive it. Feel your light grow brighter and bigger. Sense yourself expanding, becoming more. Feel a greater power. Feel within your chakras, all your seven chakras, vibrating and resonating at a higher frequency than before, and especially the one you have just chosen. The one you've chosen to heal, the one you've chosen to install within the new choice, the new replacement. And as it fills you up, the energy and the light expands 10 feet, 20 feet in every direction, expanding your aura, expanding it out. Spokes of light begin to radiate from your heart into your world. Light spinning in your chakras of choice. Sense the energies extending down from your feet into the earth, grounding you to Mother Earth, opening yourself to receive her bounty, her abundance, her blessings, and all the many things that she gifts you with in your physical plane reality. Grounded to the earth, connected to her love and her generosity. Feel yourself connected. Feel yourself strong. And sense a light being extending upward now, upward to higher self who is above you. Let higher self float above you, receive this, expand, and send the energy, even greater energy, on up to God, Goddess, all that is, inconceivably bright, above. Anchored you are now, grounded you are to the light, to the divine, to the truth, to the wholeness, to the oneness, to the ecstasy. And taking your dominant hand now, with a strong inhale and exhale, pointing your fingers of the dominant hand towards the center core of your body, make a vertical line from above down as you breathe in and out. All right? Aligning it, integrating it into your energy field. Do it as many times as you need to do it. It is now aligned and integrated into who I am and into my life and into the way I express, live my life, and be who I am. And we anchor it into you. I claim its oneness with me now. So be it, you say. It is so, with harm to none and joy to all. And so it is. Feel your presence, the light being that you are, radiant being that you are. It is done. Your choice is done. The vow is broken. The replacement is in. Feel your new self. Enjoy this new feeling, this new sensation of lightness and power within you. Feel your love for you, your life, your mission, your personal mission, your global mission, for those you love in your life. No judgment at anyone. You visualizing and offering the freedom of the light to your reality, to your world. Let it spread from you like particles of light just streaming out from you into your world now. Changing, healing, lifting. Let it go all the way around the world, surrounding the planet. It does this through your intention. Just sense it surrounding the planet in sparkles of light, shimmers of light and love. And now it's time for celebration. It's time for some fun. To integrate more love and life and celebration and fun into your life. You're going to bring this back into your physical plane existence, this light, this joyousness, this fun, this new pattern, this new choice to celebrate your life, to grow more into who you really and truly are. So bring your awareness back into your body, loving your body. Let your body know, oh yes, okay, it's time you can begin to move again if you need to. As you breathe and open your eyes, gently, 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 gently opening your eyes, bringing your celebration, your anticipation of magic and fun and joy back into this life. Now, if you do not feel that it is thoroughly integrated into you, this change, if you do not thoroughly feel that the vow is broken, or in the next couple of weeks, you do notice that the limitations within yourself keep presenting themselves. The emotional side of the old vow keep showing up. You may want to do this again. You can do it any number of times. But the key to making it work is to do it with great intensity. To do it with great force of will. Not a force that's dominating and pushy, but a force of your power, of your light, just radiant and strong. Feel it in your body now. Feel the change that has taken place in your body. And know you can change it again any time you choose. And you can do any other vows in any order that you choose. Although we do suggest to go to the most intense ones, the next secondary ones, and continue from there. Until you feel clean. Until you feel clear. Now, we have to tell you something, though. You're going to get tested. because you've broken out of a box. Excuse us. Your ego is going to test you. It's going to ask you, oh, you didn't really change. It's going to send you a challenge. It's going to look just like the old, same old thing. Here's where you trust yourself. If you feel you have made the change, that you have broken the vow and installed a new vow, when this comes up, do not doubt your knowing. Don't say, oh, because it's showing up in my external reality yet again, must mean I didn't get it. I guess I have to go back and do it harder, do it more, do it whatever. No, dear ones. The challenge is just that. It is a challenge. It is not fait accompli until you accept it. If you feel you have done your change, recognize it is just the negative or toxic ego within you. In alliance with your subconscious who likes things consistent. Who are coming to offer to you the opportunity to go back to the old pattern. Because you see, when you bust free, the subconscious goes, hey, wait a minute. This is not what you normally choose. There must be something wrong here. Are you sure you want to choose this? And so your subconscious will get picked up by the ego to come and present to you some challenge. It could be in the form of doubts within yourself. But if you know after the ceremony or after the ritual that it is done, you feel within yourself that it is complete, then claim it so. And say, hello, ego, hello, subconscious. I did change. I'm not going to that again. And I choose not to go there again. I request that you release that you don't bring that up again. I got it. I got the messages. I got the information. I got it. All right, sometimes you have to be a bit strong because it's very easy for you to slip back into the old place with the old emotions and all the doubts that could come there and say, oh, no, not again. And you could lose the power of your vision, the power of the replacement that you've added in there. So you have to reaffirm that you did it and you choose it. You may want to do a meditation and talk to your subconscious personified and say, look, this is the way I visualize it working in my life, and this is the pattern I want it to be, and this is the way I want it to be. And this, and when you see this and this and this, this is the new way that I'm going to respond and feel and be. So subconscious, do you get that? Let's work together to get this new frequency in place. You can work with your subconscious personified. It will hear you. Oh, okay, you want that. Okay, great. Okay. You may only have to tell it once or maybe twice if you get a little shaky. The ego, you just basically have to say no. Thank you very much for bringing the option to me, but this time I do not choose to take it, nor do I choose to take it in the future. I know what you're doing. You're trying to go back to a place where I am powerless with you. But no, I choose this. This is real to me. This is solid to me. This is what my life is going to be like. And here, ego, I want to present to you a picture of how my replacement choice is going to look in my life, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to be like, how it's going to look, how it's going to unfold, how am I going to feel as this goes happens, and how am my body going to feel, how are my emotions going to work, what kind of thoughts am I going to put with it. By the time you show all this to the ego, ego is going to be terribly bored and upset and is going to leave. It doesn't know what to do when you set all the details, when you set the constructs, when you set the feelings and delineate the expression of the replacement concept. It doesn't have any word there. It can't do its usual thing. And just like a person that you may know or have seen at some point in your life who is very self-obsessed and very egotistically obsessed with himself, me, 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 me. If it's not about me, I'm bored. I'm out of here. Ego will do that too. And you'll be free. When you are challenged and you face the challenge and you say no, and the subconscious and the ego get out of your way, a delicious, wonderful feeling comes upon you. And you know, you got to go celebrate it. There's going to be many celebrations, we hope. Not because the ego and the subconscious are going to challenge you, but because every now and then you're going to say, wow, I changed that. That's fantastic. Here's an excuse to celebrate again. It's like some people, they just love birthday celebrations, right? So they have a dinner with these two people and dinner with those four people and go to that show and do this concert and do this or that and the other. Well, they celebrate their birthday 7 or 8 times. There's no limit to how many times to celebrate this, because the more you celebrate it, the more real it begins to show in your life. Because you're becoming more and more in alignment with it. You're becoming more the light being that you can be. If you should get challenged, and you fail the challenge and you miss it and you slide right back and find yourself in that pit again, you're going to have to reawaken yourself, step into your light, claim who you are, and reaffirm that you made the choice. If you feel yourself shift ka-chunk right back into place, great, you don't have to go through the whole meditation again. But if you feel that you're still on a slippery, slidey slope, right? You may need to go and do the vow, breaking again, and the replacing. We don't sense that needs to happen. But you may have felt in this meditation, in this ritual, that you have not been intense enough. That maybe it wasn't just as powerful enough as it could be. Maybe it didn't match the sacredness that vow must have meant to you in that other scenario. If that's the case, you will have opportunities to find out that it worked or that it's not working fully. And you may want to either go back and do it again or go down to another vow on the list and see if you can do that with more intensity. Because a lot of times as you let go of some of these vows, some of the pieces and particles and aspects of an individual vow will also take chunks out of other vows, to where when you finally get down to number 10 or 12 on your list, there just isn't that much charge left anymore. It doesn't feel as, you know, hot anymore, because you've already taken chunks of it out with the vows you've already done. As you noticed, some of you noticed during this workshop, that while you may have had one vow, which was your primary, from a chakra, which was the initial or the biggest shutdown that you had, there was always one or maybe two other chakras that were secondary to it. So if you don't feel like you did it with enough intensity, well, do a secondary vow breaking, another chakra, the next one down on the intensity list, on the power list. It might actually zip the first one right back up and chunk it right back in. And it feels, all right, I did it. Okay, it's done. You see, be generous with yourself. Don't be a hard taskmaster on yourself. You've been there, you've done that. These vows, if anything, created a tremendous amount of slave driving on your part, on yourself. That's why celebrating your freedom and celebrating the replacement, looking in your life, anticipating, how is this replacement showing up? I sense it this way and that way. I sense it feel this way. I sense it feel that way. I sense that I would have this kind of feel, knowing and sensing about these circumstances, and I would have these, you know, inspirations, and I would have this, oh, these opportunities opening up, and what this would feel like, and that would feel like, and what I'd think about this and know about that. So focus there. Don't go back and try to dismantle your rage at the system or your rebelliousness or delineate more about yourself and the vow. You know you got it when you get it. Focus on the future. Focus on anticipating that it's going to be more fun, anticipating that it's going to be more glorious, anticipating more magic. Expect interesting people to show up in your life, interesting scenarios to unfold for you, creative inspirations to flood into you, and chains of ahas that trigger off other awarenesses and other knowings and other ahas. Anticipate that. Start looking for that, because if you're looking for something in particular, the odds are higher that you're going to find it if you're not looking. So look. Where is it? Where is it? Think about your replacement. Where is it? Where is it? Where can I find it? Where is the replacement? And finally, as a conclusion to this day, let us suggest that this evening, when you go to sleep at night, call on us. We will come and integrate it and work with you. As your light is turned off and you've cuddled into your sheets, tucked your pillow just right, closing your eyes, it's all dark, there's nothing left to do before you fall asleep, say, Calexis, just call us mentally. Just think about us. Just think about the stars in the sky above you. If it's at night, of course, you can think about a night sky with stars. But the astral plane can be a beautiful day sky with stars. The sky can be blue with stars, or the sky can be white with stars. Don't limit yourself. But at night, yes, you might see it be inky black with stars, or maybe a few wispy clouds and the moon. And sense that those stars, a bunch of those stars, move and they come together and form, put their lights together, form a bright star that's us. And let us send a beam of light down to you. Let us surround you with a column of light, that beam of light so big it envelops you, it wraps you. Let us love you, let us touch you, let us hold you. Let us come in the color, sparkling, shimmering color that's just right, perhaps iridescent for you. Smile. Yeah, Let yourself enjoy. Think about your replacement choice. And give it to us so that we can go and work on anchoring it into your subconscious minds and your unconscious mind. And when you give it to us, it just can be just like a, we take it. It will not harm us, nor will it harm the one who has channeled us. We'll take it. You go to sleep. Now you may wonder, why would it harm? Because it could make changes. You've chosen a big shift. You don't make changes in a life without your choice. But know that it is our choice to work with you, and the channel is not involved. So feel free to give us that, to give us any resistance, to give us any fears that maybe you didn't do it right. Give us any limitations that should show up in conjunction with the vow that you forgot about and that you maybe think you maybe didn't release good enough because you didn't think about it at the time. Okay. But let us finish it up. Let us finish it up for you tonight. Call on us. Give it to us. Give us both the replacement, the vision, the dream. And give us anything else that you feel, any loose ends that need to be tied up, that need to be cleansed out or need to be healed. Any pain, any tension. And then go on to sleep and let us work. We work best when you're out. There's no resistance there. So let us work on it so that when you wake up in the morning, pay attention. You may have had a very interesting dream. They may have given you a message. Or you may also, when you wake up in the morning, note that you feel better. If you don't feel better, hey, just call on us again. There's no limit that we're going to put on you to how many times you want to work with us. We enjoy working with you anytime you ask. It has indeed been a pleasure to work with you today and to assist you in releasing something that has been limiting you for a long time. Our pleasure, our joy. And we look forward to any opportunity that we have in the future to work again with you, whether at night or in another workshop, through another CD. It'll be our pleasure to give to you whatever we can. You are the bright lights. Your work. You're part of the ground crew. You're those who are moving it in the physical. And we are here to support you and love you. And so with that love, we surround you, dear ones, and with our light. Farewell.